Hey everyone, welcome to another Ramble Audio. I am very pleased to announce that I'm feeling a lot better, so I think I'm officially over COVID. So, yay! that was me clapping. This was my first time having COVID. I can tell you that I did not enjoy it. Every time I would start to feel better, I would wake up feeling twice as bad. So I'd go to sleep and I'd be like, yes, I'm gonna wake up tomorrow and feel fine. And then that would not be the case. But I'm better now, so. There was a storm last night. There have been storms for the past few days. But this one was so bad, I woke up in the middle of the night and I thought that my windows were going to shatter because it was so intense. It's awful how many people in California have had to evacuate. Like, I've been watching videos of the flood in different parts of California, and it's terrifying just to watch. My heart goes out to everyone who's in those places. What else did I want to talk about? I saw a guy at the grocery store the other day, with a pig on a leash. It was the funniest thing. It was so cute. I wish I had a pet. I don't have any pets. I didn't really grow up with pets either. I had hamsters when I was younger. And I had goldfish. but never a dog or a cat or anything like that. I went through a phase a year or so ago where I really wanted to get a lizard, but that didn't end up happening, so instead I got plants. What else is new? I took down my Christmas tree. I'm very bummed about that. I miss it already. I think I got pretty attached to it in those 6 weeks that I had it around. I kind of just want to put one back up again. But that's socially unacceptable, so I won't. What else? I tried to use TikTok the other day. I guess I have a TikTok account, but I don't post anything and I don't really go on the app very often. But I was trying to do one of those, it was just for fun. Me and my friends were trying to make like an aesthetics video where you put music over like a slideshow, basically, of a bunch of like pictures you find off Pinterest. I don't know if anyone has any idea what I'm talking about, but I'm not wording this very well. But we were trying to do that. And I could not figure out how to use TikTok for the life of me. I felt like my grandmother when I tried to help her with her iPad. I just couldn't, I couldn't do it. And then I had to go on YouTube and watch a tutorial on how to do it. But you know what? I'm proud of myself for persevering because I feel like usually I would just give up. Anyway. Oh yeah, I've been having such weird dreams lately, and I actually wrote a little summary of it so that I would remember it. So I wrote, weird dreams, demon child possessing inanimate objects in my grandma's house turned into a paperclip, elevator murder mystery. So I'll tell you what I can remember, how's that? Yeah, okay, one of the dreams took place in my grandma's old house, and there was this, like, possessed little girl who could possess inanimate objects, and she was, like, turning herself, she was in the basement, and she was turning herself into random items in the basement, and I had to, like, figure out which item she was possessing, because I had to kill her, or whatever, and, she possessed a paperclip, and so I took the paperclip and I put it in a desk drawer, and then I tried to like super glue the desk drawer with, what's that really intense glue? Is it Gorilla Glue? I used something like that. And then I think that was the end of the dream. And then I had another dream about it was like a haunted elevator. People were going missing in the elevator, so they'd get in the elevator and then they would be gone forever. And I think that I had this dream because I was recently reading about this haunted hotel in LA. I can't remember what it's called, but there have been a bunch of creepy incidents where people have been killed or heard things or stuff like that. Anyway, let's talk about something happier. What else? So, let's talk about the writing process of my scripts, because I want to talk about this. I need to get this off my chest. Lately, I have been, I keep doing this. I write a script, I record it, I start editing it. Midway through the editing process, I decide that I hate it. And then, so I rush to rewrite or re-record the whole thing. And then I struggle to meet my Saturday deadline of uploading to YouTube because I'm essentially making 2 audios a week. And this has been happening somewhat consistently for the past couple months. I don't know what to do about it. I either need to just stop nitpicking the first audios that I make and just accept them and post them, or I don't know. But it's so annoying because I'll be writing a script and I'll be like, ooh, I really like how this is turning out. And then I'll record it and I'll be like, oh, I think that went pretty well. And then I'll start editing it and I'll be like, nope, not at all. Hate it, burn it, erase it. So I'm gonna try to stop doing that. But at the same time, quality over quantity, right? I'm trying to make longer audios. Lately, I've been shooting for 15 minutes-ish for each audio. Instead of 10. Normally I shoot for 10. But I've had several people tell me that they prefer longer audios, so I've been trying my best. Also, I just want to say thank you so much to all of you who sent me Get Well Soon messages or comments. You guys are so nice. I couldn't believe how nice you guys are. I was just lying sick in bed, scrolling through everything you guys were saying, and it made me so happy. So thank you for being so nice and also for being so patient while I was sick. Since obviously I can't record much when I'm sick. Have any of you heard of the MBTI personality test? I'm sure some of you have. It's a personality test that fits people into one of 16 different personalities, and it's pretty interesting. I took it a few years ago, and I got ISFJ, and then I took it again recently, and I got ISFJ again. So that was really fun, because once you finish taking it, you can see what different fictional characters, whether it be from cartoons or movies or books or whatever, you can see what other characters are the same MBTI type as you. And it's so fun. Let's see, who am I? For reference, I am C-3PO. I remember that much. Who else? Wait, let me just look up ISFJ characters. Okay, I'm Neville from Harry Potter. I don't know a lot of these characters. But yeah, it's so fun. And reading the descriptions for each personality type is really interesting to read too. So, if you're bored, and you're looking for something to do, I highly recommend taking the 16 personalities personality test. I went through a phase when I was around 12 where I was obsessed with personality quizzes, and I would spend like all of my free time going on this website where you could make quizzes, and I would just I would spend hours making stuff like which ice cream flavor are you, and like stupid stuff like that. But I had so much fun with it. I kind of want to do that again. And I would take all those BuzzFeed quizzes. Do they still make those? I know it was kind of a more popular thing a few years ago. But yeah, I took so many BuzzFeed quizzes. It was my favorite pastime. I need TV show recommendations, if any of you have any. I would very much appreciate that because I am totally out of things to watch. While I was sick, I was looking for something to binge, and I just couldn't find anything, and I ended up just rewatching stuff I've already seen. So, if any of you have any recommendations, I would very much appreciate that. I'm into mostly rom-com type of stuff, and dramas, and sometimes high school shows, but I don't know, lately I'm less into them. Maybe it's because I'm out of high school now, but I used to be really into a bunch of different high school shows. I'll still watch them though. There are some good ones. I recently tried watching One Tree Hill, which is a semi-old show. I think it's from the early 2000s. And I liked it, but I couldn't get super into it. But I kind of want to try watching it again. Because a lot of the time, it takes me quite a few episodes until I get really into a show. I think the only show that I instantly fell in love with and like instantly had to see the next episode was Lost, which is also from the early 2000s. And I started watching it when I was around 10 years old. It was kind of the first like grown-up show that I ever saw. Before that, I'd only seen Disney Channel. So it was really exciting for me. And yeah, oh my gosh, the pilot is so good. I was hooked. Obsessed. I remember when I was 10 and I watched it, I made a list of all of the questions I had for the show, like all of the questions I had related to the plot and what was going to happen and why this happened. And yeah, because there are a lot of mysteries in the show, and a lot of those mysteries don't actually get solved. There are some plot holes, but it's still really entertaining. Sometimes I feel like I have low standards when it comes to TV shows. Like, if things don't wrap up perfectly, a lot of the time I don't really care. Like, I never regret watching something, necessarily. Maybe I just don't have a good analytical brain when it comes to watching movies. I don't know. Anyway, I think I'm gonna end this ramble now. So thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so very much, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.